Last month, a Senate investigation dug into those claims that then Vice President Joe Biden steered Obama administration Ukraine policy to benefit Biden's son Hunter's business in Ukraine. In fact, all 10 witnesses in that Republican-led investigation testified that nothing of the sort occurred. But last week, the conservative Rupert Murdoch-owned tabloid, The New York Post, reported on Hunter Biden emails supplied by Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani, purporting to show that the Bidens had somehow worked together. Wouldn't the Republican lawmakers have found that? Most news organizations can't verify any of this. CNN chief media correspondent and host of Reliable Sources, Brian Stelter, has been looking. And Brian, today's New York Times reports that at least one New York Post reporter didn't want his byline on that story because the source of the laptop claiming to have emails was unreliable. You're reporting that U.S. authorities are investigating whether Russians are involved. Tell us more.
Right. There are questions about whether this is a Russian disinformation plot all about smearing the Bidens. And certainly this New York Post story is sketchy in many different ways. I have confirmed the New York Times reporting that there were some people at the New York Post that were uncomfortable with the story and did not want it to be published. But it was published last week. It has given fuel to Fox News and to President Trump to try to smear Hunter Biden and, of course, his father, Joe.
Well, and you've also written that one of those reporters, or at least somebody involved in the story at the Post, was recently a Sean Hannity colleague. What you see kind of an endless loop here. What do you think
That's
is going
right.
on here?
Yeah. This is the right-wing media machine at work, creating alternative narratives to try to help Trump in the closing days of the campaign. A tip from Steve Bannon and a hard drive dump from Rudy Giuliani leads a former producer for Hannity to write a cover story for Murdoch's New York Post, which then gets hyped on Murdoch's Fox News, which then leads you to the president's Twitter feed. And then all of a sudden, the president's dramatizing the story at rallies and calling it the second biggest political scandal in our history. A lot of what I just said is not tethered to truth. And ultimately, it is all about one thing. Whataboutism. I hate this term, but this is exactly what's going on, Robin. Whataboutism. If you say, what about the president's family connections overseas? They'll say, Biden's corrupt. You know, no matter what you bring up, no matter what anybody brings up, the Trump campaign engages in whataboutism.
Well, and Trump this weekend called the Biden family a criminal enterprise.
Bingo.
Joe Biden has called the story a smear campaign. His campaign's initial statement read, we've reviewed his official schedules from the time that was mentioned in these purported emails, and there's no meetings, there's nothing that the New York Post ever alleged took place. And as to the charge that this may be Russian disinformation, today on Fox and Friends, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said the story did not rely on that. Let's listen.
I'm not aware of any Russian disinformation campaign that would involve these emails or this laptop. No defensive briefing, to my knowledge, has been given. And so all of this narrative that is out there that would suggest that it's not real, that's the disinformation. You know, Adam Schiff came on and said,
you know, it's kind of a who can say disinformation fast enough story. But what do you think the effect will be? I keep going back to Republican lawmakers who more than likely wanted to find this dirt on the Bidens, did not. And so that adds to the skepticism about this New York Post report. But doesn't matter, right? Because this is what happened in 2016 with Hillary Clinton's emails.
Right. Instead of but her emails, it's but his emails. This is ultimately about politics, about an agenda. And I'm sure Trump will try to bring this up on stage at the debate on Thursday night. I think it helps to think about this less as journalism by the New York Post and more as a TV drama. They want you to keep tuning in and getting angry and thus voting for President Trump again. They drip, drip, drip new revelations, new details, claiming there's something new around every corner. But you know what? Hunter Biden's already admitted to poor judgment in the past. His father's already addressed these questions. So if there's nothing really new here, the bigger story is, why is it leaking out now? And why is the right-wing media machine trying to talk about emails in the final weeks of the campaign?
Yeah, well, and we've heard Republican strategists say they wish they wouldn't. You know, they wish they would focus on things like the difference in economic policy, for instance, perhaps between the two candidates. But the point is, do you think with the small amount of swing voters there are, this will certainly gin up President Trump's base, but do you think it will get further than that? And by the way, Brian, you know, we discussed even reporting on it because it amplifies it.
And that is a challenge for the press and for Twitter and Facebook in this era of disinformation. There are a lot of unknowns in this story. There was a GOP strategist quoted in the Times saying, yeah, our base loves this stuff about Hunter Biden and laptops and Giuliani, but they are already voting for Trump. I mean, that's the bottom line. A story like this, a made-up scandal like this, doesn't move votes. It only motivates voters. And right now, President Trump needs all the motivation he can get.
Brian Stelter, chief media correspondent at CNN, host of Reliable Sources, thank you.
Thank you.